Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Santi Swanepoel is 'n internasionale spreker, stichter van die Babies Behind Bars projek, motiveerder, besigheidsvrou, ook vorige mevrou Verenigde Nasies internasionaal. Sy is altyd baie besig want sy het kinders en sy dinge om te doen en sy maak tyd vir ons. Môre Santi.
Môre Brad. Ek sê vir my moeg die jy nou klag.
Ek is ook moeg.
Ag, weet jy, dis so 'n voorreg om te kan praat. Baie dankie.
Dis welkom.
Vir die woensdaagoggende. Ja nee, kyk Brad, ek het nogal iets wat ek met die luisteraars wil deel vir oggend. And you know how this works. Now I always talk to myself first. Maar ek het net weer hierdie laaste week, as ek stil word by die voete van die Here en ek ponder en ek wonder en ek spandeer tyd saam met hom en ek dink ek hou hom verkrikkelik besig, maar ek is baie bly dat hy is groter as die hele heelal. So he can, he's got time to listen to all of us and he wants to. Dis 'n mooi gedeelte. Yeah. Net so by die Here se voete kom sit en net bietjie gesels oor value and worth. I think that's the two places where the enemy tells us. And remember, he's a liar, eh? So everything he tells you are lies. Our responsibility is to go and look for the truth, because he will always take a truth and perverse it and make it a lie. Maar ek wil vanoggend met jou praat oor 'n versie wat vir my net so, dit is net, is 'n hartsvers. But how the Lord just broke it down to me en dat het regtig in jou lewe kan inspraak hê. Want ek dink, dis iets wat ons vergeet het om te wees. Jy sien shalom, nee, die woord shalom beteken ook in Hebreeus to bring order in chaos.
Ja.
Nee? En ek dink daar's baie chaos around us. And if God says he is light, and you look at the Hebrew word for light, it also means order. So God is a God of order, not a God of chaos. If he says shalom and if he says he's light, then he means he is his order. En ons het vergeet hoe, how to have that order and just, yeah, just to live in it. Ons sien ons van die mooiste versie wat sê, be still and know that I am God. Ons sien ons lees hom net so, ons, sometimes I can take a verse and I promise you I can meditate and ponder on it for the rest of my life. One verse in the Bible can sustain me for the rest of my life. En hierdie is een van hulle, because it says, be still and know that I am God. But if you sit at his feet a little bit longer and you just ponder and you just sit with him a little bit longer, it becomes, be still and know that I am. And if you sit a little bit longer at his feet and you just become quiet and something we don't know how to do anymore, but if we try, we get quieter and silence with the Lord, and then it becomes be still and know. And then if we sit a little bit longer and become more silent and move into his presence, it becomes be still. But you see, when we sit a little bit longer and we ponder more and we enjoy his presence and we become really, really quiet and it becomes a wonderful environment, it actually becomes only be. And I think to be is something we have lost in this busy and chaotic world. Is just to be. And to God, your being is more than enough. And in that, there lies so much. You see, because we always feel that we have to do something. If we don't do something, something is not right. And it's a lie that the enemy has brought into our existence. We even feel when a friend or a colleague or someone close to you goes through a difficult time that we have to do something for them. We can't understand most of the time that we can just be with them.
Yeah.
And that's more precious than to do something. And Ernest Hemingway once said, and may this bless you today as it blessed me. I do a lot of counseling on a weekly basis and mentorship. And this has really pulled me through many things when it comes to really just to be with someone. He writes, in our darkest moments, don't need solutions or advice. Mm. What we yearn for is simply human connection, a quiet presence, a gentle touch. These small gestures are the anchors that hold us steady when life feels like too much. Wow. Please don't try to fix me. Don't take my pain or push away my shadows. Just sit beside me as I work through my own inner storms. Be the steady hand that I can reach for as I find my way. My pain is mine to carry, my battle mine to face. But your presence reminds me I'm not alone in this vast, sometimes frightening world. It's a quiet reminder that I am worthy of love, even when I feel broken. So in those dark hours when I lose my way, there, not as a rescuer, but as a companion, hold my hand until the dawn arrives, helping me remember my strength. Is that not mooi? And doesn't that just take so much off your shoulders to know that I don't always have to do something or say something or give advice or get the solution? All I have to do is to be with someone going through a rough patch. En weet jy, dit het my so gebless. En ek wil dit aansluit by 'n ander storie wat ek net dink so kragtig hier by die aansluit is. Toe ek in my 20s was, Brad, ek het dit al gesê, het ek bietjie getoer en ek het regtig al die voorreg gehad om my voet in 42 lande in die wêreld te sit. Maar my 20 het ek bietjie gebackpack en dan werk jy bietjie die weer genoeg geld om na 'n ander land toe te gaan. En so het ek op 'n stadium in Keukenhof gewerk in Nederland waar my kind bly vandag in Amsterdam. En daar het ek 'n ongelooflike waardevolle les geleer. One of the most valuable lessons in my life was dat as een van daai tulpe nie wil groei nie, daar's altyd blomme wat flourish and then there's always the one or the two that suffers. Ek kan nie dit vir julle beskryf nie, dit is net so. They get the same water, the same food, the same everything as all the others, all the other tulips. But they struggle, they just struggle. And me in my beperkte kennis en wat ek sal doen is exactly wat ons met ons vriende wil doen wat deur moeilike tye gaan. Instead of just being there, we want to fix. Nee, ons het hierdie drang om goeder te fix. So I would think, okay, so let's fix these tulips then. Kom ons gee vir hulle, ek weet nie, te laat stut, dat hulle kan groei, gee vir hulle extra kos, extra water. Maar die les wat ek daar geleer het, is they don't try to fix those tulips, they don't flourish. But they do change their environment. Julle, dis precious. They take them out of that place where they don't grow. And they just move them to a different environment where there's maybe a little bit more wind or a little bit more sunshine. They change that flower's environment. And that same flower that couldn't grow, that struggled, is now flourishing. Just because they did one thing, they changed the environment. En ek wil vandag vir jou sê, luisteraar, baie van ons, en ek weet jy wat vir my luister, you are there because I've been there many times. And you are really not flourishing because the environment is not conducive to you. Maar nie almal skielik ons huwelik verlaat of werk skuif of vriende, we can't do that. Dit is nie prakties altyd moontlik nie en dit is ook nie altyd wys nie. But what I want to challenge you with is you have a free will and you have a choice. And you can choose an added on environment into your life that adds value to you. En waar jy kan begin flourish. You can do that. You can choose that. Want jy sien, a bottle of water in a supermarket is worth about R7.50. But the same bottle in a bar costs about R16.50. In a good restaurant or hotel, it can be up to about R22 for water. And at the airport or on a plane, you may be charged R26. And in first class, it'll be over R60. The bottle and the exactly the same. The only thing that changes is the place. So each place gives a different value to the same product. Hierdie is 'n kragtige importation in jou lewe vandag, luisteraar. Because when you are the R60 bottle of water, but your environment treats you like the R7.50 bottle of water, sometimes we can't change that. It is what it is. If we can change it, but sometimes we just can't. We are just stuck in that situation. But what we can do, the freedom that we have, is to go and find your first class space or environment or community where you are truly valued for who and what you are. So ek wil vandag vir jou sê, ek het al by werke gewerk, wat ek weet, ek is 'n R60 bottel water. R7.50 bottel water. And I had to intentionally make a decision to become part of communities that see this brand in me. En ek kan nie vir jou sê verander dit jou lewe nie. As jy moet aansluit by 'n kerk se life groep of se omgee groep, of as jy hou van skilder en jy raak deel van 'n skilder community, of jy vang vis of jy ry fiets of ek weet nie wat jy doen nie, but become part, choose an environment that is conducive to you, where you can flourish and where your worth is seen and you are treated in that way. Because in that, you will gather the strength to go back to an environment that may not be good for you, but you can't change. But you see, when you get there and you have spent time in environments that are good for you, you have the strength not to just survive there. And you become the person that treat the other people like they are R60 bottles of water. Because you have been filled and you are flourishing because you get deposit into in a different environment as well. So dis my uitdaging vir jou vandag. We do have that choice. We are worth a lot because we belong to the great I am. And if we start recognizing that we can just be, that's all God wants us to be, and we can just be that for our friends and we don't have to fix everything, then a ton of lies comes off our shoulders and we can become everything God dreams about us. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.